Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. My friends, I'll tell you, life is lived in moments. Each and every day, we have X number of moments, things that occur that make life either wonderful, challenging, or miserable. And it's that time of month again, which it's funny how different times, different things stimulate different feelings for me. Over and over and over again, I'm almost 70 years old, going to be 70 quite soon. And to me, I've been doing this now for 35 years, trying to motivate you guys, maybe inspire you to go do something with your life that's interesting, that's fun, that's successful financially, physically, to stay in shape. And every day I ask myself, am I helping? Am I doing something that helps people? And I know I do because I consult, and literally anywhere from 3 to 5 deals a day I'm consulting with people, helping them buy their deals that make them lots of money. And so I'm out there helping other people build wealth for their families. So I feel good about that. But I still, there's thousands, tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of people listen to the over 100 radio stations that we've been on here over the years. And I always wonder, what would it take just to capture your attention? Just to get you to see, to realize that you don't even realize what you're missing out on. So as I got up today, same old thing, get up in the morning, get my cup of coffee, go outside of my 16,000 square foot home with acreage, swimming pools, ponds, koi ponds, 20 car garage. And I spent yesterday working on the pool, starting to bring it back for the spring. Working on one of the bridges that needed some new wood, working on all the different spring projects to start to get the house to look good and nice again, yard, so forth, sprinkler system. But today I got up and I just walked around with the dogs. I've done that every day for, I've lived here now 14 years, I believe. I've done that every day for 14 years. I get up and I walk around this amazing place and I say to myself, thank God I made a few decisions very early on in life. Back when I was in my 20s, I was working 12 hours a day, 6 days a week for health clubs. I didn't even know how hard I was working. I didn't even know how much of my life I was giving away to corporate America. But it wore on me. And by the time I was in my late 20s, early 30s, I knew I had to do something else. I couldn't work 12 hours a day, 6 days a week for the rest of my life. The only reason I did was because before that I had saved a lot of money. My goal was to just go ahead and save up enough money to retire. Put the money in the stock market and then boom, Black Monday. The stock market comes crashing down. Lost a good sizable amount of money and I said to myself, wait a minute. It took me all these years working, all these hours, all these weeks, months, and now I have to start over. And it wasn't completely over. It didn't take all my money, but it was enough that there's no way I could have retired with what I had. So I started looking for other options. And the options I found after much research was doing real estate investing. Now, I have to tell you, I went to Dave Delgado, Robert Allen, Jeff McCone, Tommy Boone, the Milans, Ron LeGrand, Carl Cheese, Robert Kiyosaki. Even Donald Trump had a seminar one time. And I read all the books and studied all the stuff. But it all came down to buying one rent house. That was the most important thing that I did, was to buy one rent house. Now, luckily for me, I had started with the right process and the way to do it correctly. And it was a home run right out of the box. And then I bought three more, and they were home runs right out of the box. And it blew my mind. Within 2 months, I owned four houses. Blew my mind that rent checks would show up in the mailbox. Way back then, 35, 37 years ago, whenever it was I started, 1990s when I started Lifestyle, so it had to be before that, there was money in the mailbox. Just blew my mind. So where am I going with all this? I went to bed last night. I was going to bed. My wife and I drove home in separate cars. We had been out different places, ate dinner, and then drove home in separate cars. And she stopped and got the mail. And I didn't even pay attention to this, but she dropped a pile of mail on my computer. I said, okay, fine. I'll deal with that in the morning. And then when I woke up this morning, and I just shuttled by my computer, and there was a pile of mail. I go, I don't know what this is. And I just turned it over, and there it was. 17 different checks from 17 different companies of investments that I have, real estate investments that I have, 17 different real estate investments I have, who sent me checks in the mail. Now, not all my businesses send me checks in the mail. Most of them don't. Most of them just put the money in the bank, and I have control of the bank. So the money's there. But the ones where I don't have control, where the money is produced and sent to me, that feeling of getting checks in the mail is just overwhelming. So I saw those checks, and I walked around knowing how much money there is in those checks there, which is mind-boggling. As I walked around, did my morning walkabout with my dogs, like I do every day, like I've spoken to you about hundreds of times over the last 20 years, the yard took on a different glow. Now, it wasn't really any different than it was the day before, other than the work I'd done the day previous, but it took on a different glow. The glow of knowing that there was a pile of money sitting in there on top of the computer. That I didn't have to get up and go to work. I didn't have to go slave. I didn't have to kill myself. That I knew that my financial security was intact. It's a wonderful thing. And it's one of those things where as I'm going through it, I'm thinking to myself, how can I get this feeling across to people? Because, hey, whether you have $10,000, $100,000, or $1 million, or $10 million, you've got some money. Whatever amount of money you have, it's never enough. You always want more. It's just the nature of things. But the quality of your life that that amount of money allows you to live at comfortably, not uncomfortably, not broke, but comfortably, is a very interesting thing. To be able to be in a position where you live above middle class and you don't struggle to be there. A lot of people, and a lot of it's one of those words that just doesn't make any sense. There are many people that are in a position, they make very, very good paychecks. Got good jobs, have great families, have success. But they can't get up in the morning and just walk around their yard. Spend the time with their dogs, think about doing some woodworking on the side for some fun today, build themselves a bridge, just not because I have to, because I want to. In fact, I decided I'm not going to paint them. I've got a bunch of bridges and a bunch of trellises and stuff, and I hired the paint crew to come in and paint. I go, but I'm going to rebuild it because I'm a woodworking fiend, and that's fun to me. Take it apart, build the wood, reshape it, remodel it, and put it back together. Yep, that was fun. That is fun. That's one of my hobbies. And knowing as I walked around today that the money was sitting in there on the counter was just the most incredible thing in the whole world. And by the way, for those of you who are sitting out there going, this is ridiculous. No grown human adult actually has 17 checks mailed to his mailbox. That's dumb. I can see all you really intelligent college-educated master's degrees, MBAs, say that's ridiculous. Nobody would do that. Guys, I do it simply because of the tactile feeling of opening those checks. I have many, many businesses, and most of them just put the money in the bank. But man, getting those 17 checks in the mail each month is just one of the most wonderful feelings. Once a month to open those checks, once a month to walk into the bank. Hi girls, how you doing? And dump that much money on people. They look at that, the tellers just look at that and go, how could you possibly have that much money coming in? And it's real. That's what the paper checks mean to me. It's real. You've got accounts. You've got pieces of paper out there that say I have money in a 401k, an IRA. You never see it. You never touch it. It's not real. You can't spend it. Nobody you know knows you have it. It doesn't touch anything. It doesn't buy you anything. It doesn't do you anything. Whew. I got all that kind of stuff too. Not in 401ks, but in businesses. And you just don't, you know, when you have businesses, you leave the money in them. And then when you want money, you take money out. But in real estate investing, you just take the money. Not in business of real estate where you have a large group of people buying a deal together. But when you own your own real estate, the money, the rent checks that come in, it's your money. It's there. It's in. It's yours. It's just an amazing, amazing thing. I've been thinking and always been thinking for the 35 years I've been teaching now, how do you get people to come over to the side of understanding that they don't understand? How do you get them to know that they don't even know what the questions are? It's always been the difficult part for me. And I will tell you, I came up with this idea. I didn't come up with it. Somebody else came up with an idea. And I said, okay, I'll do it. Sounds great. It was an idea about having an expo. So once a year, we have this giant meeting, party, event. It's just this thing where we bring in thousands of members so that you can meet them all. We don't bring them in. They bring themselves in. And we all get together. And we have classes for people that are beginners. We have classes for people that are intermediate in single family people. We have classes for people that are apartment owners and want to buy apartments. IROs, we call them, independent real estate owners. We have classes for passives that want to just get in somebody else's deal. We have networking events for passives to meet the syndicators that have these deals. There's parties. There's luncheons. There's ambassadors from all over the country, so you can meet the people in the part of the country you live in and just get to know, hey, there are people in my part of the country doing this, and they're really nice people. All of that, just in the reality of that smacks people in the face so hard that most people that come out of the expo make life changes. That's how impressive this thing is. And it's not impressive because I'm doing it. It's not impressive because it's the secret ingredients, real estate investing formula stuff. It's impressive because it's people that you actually see are just like yourself that have made it. So what you overcome, which is the two worst things that can stop you, one is fear and the other one is disbelief. Well, it's really hard to disbelieve that it works when you're sitting around 1,000 people saying it does. And with a group of people that have been intact for 35 years, that's hard to announce that that's real, right? Just doesn't seem like you can. Fear, false evidence appearing real, comes from talking to these people. Hey, you know, what about this and what about that and what about this? And the people go, yeah. I had that same fear. Yeah, I didn't think I could rent my property either. Then I took the classes and found out how easy it is to rent. And I found out how to pick the right people so they don't destroy your property. There's so many things I didn't know I didn't know. And when you take all the classes and you learn them, you know, then you can do it right. Then there's other people there going, look, I probably never would have got started except I had to get a mentor. So I met a mentor, and I got mentors, and they helped me step by step. They helped me overcome my fear. They helped me make the right decisions. That's what mentors do, right? These kinds of things are what may make your decision to improve your financial position in life easier to make. So I think you need to get out to this thing. This expo thing, just if you haven't heard about it, how could you not have heard about it? I talk about it all the time, is March 12th, 13th, and 14th. March 12th, 13th, and 14th. Now, March 12th is the bus tour, and that is to me, the most favorite, because that's where I get to take you out in buses and actually take you to real estate deals we've done. Real ones. Stuff we own. Stuff we turned around. Stuff we made millions of dollars with. Boy, I'll tell you what, you want a slap in the face. You want reality. If you want to learn what these deals look like, and not only learn, you not only get to see them, you get to hear them, and you get to smell them. You get to see what this business is really all about. And that's on the 12th, which I think is a Thursday. And then the expo is the 13th and the 14th of March, which is a Friday and a Saturday. And that's all the classes and all the meetings and the networks. Now, I will tell you, if you come to the expo, you're going to get a couple different opportunities that are designed for you to meet other people, networking opportunities. You're going to get a couple different opportunities to meet me and either listen to what I have to teach this year, or number two, which, by the way, I have a really important amount of information to be teaching this year at the main event, so you don't want to miss that. I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag, but I've got really some incredible investors coming on stage with me that you're going to want to meet. And for those of you who have been out here and said, well, you know, I don't know if it's the right time because interest rates are too high. Okay, if that's your belief system, come meet the people that have been doing real estate all the way through all that time and done great and have made tons of money. That's, you know, that's what you want to come do. Now, there's also going to be open-ended, unlimited question and answer sessions that you can get to me on. So you want to ask me questions? Questions, the fair questions, are anything. You can ask me anything you want as long as you're not afraid to hear the answer. Because if you ask something that will give you an answer you don't like, it's going to make you upset. Well, that's your fault for asking that question. But if it doesn't bother you, I'll tell you anything. Right? All right. Looks like we're coming to the end of the segment. We will take a break and then be back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
To creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Walmsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Real estate investing doesn't have to be confusing. Lifestyles Unlimited teaches you how to build income with a clear plan and real-world strategy. Text radio to 88007. That's RADIO to 88007.
You're hearing the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today we're discussing how to set your life up to be on autopilot financially. And also, we're getting in the last couple of opportunities for me to remind you that the expo is coming up. The expo is coming up on March 12th, 13th, and 14th. You're going to want to attend. If you haven't already registered for it, you should get yourself registered right away. The regular tickets don't sell out, but the events, the extra events do. So if you're wanting to go to any of the private parties, the dinners, big dinners, if you want to get on the bus tour, those types of things do sell out. Also, seating does sell out for some of the classes. Not that it sells out, it's that it fills up. And if you want to get in there, you need to get yourself registered. The other things they told me to be aware of is that you need to get signed up right away so you can register for which lunch you want, bus seating that you want. Also, very important is housing. Where are you going to stay? Which hotel room are you going to be able to get? This is at the Henry B. Gonzalez Convention Center in San Antonio, which is right across the street from the Riverwalk, which is the biggest, probably, physical attraction in Houston or in the Texas area. More people come to the Riverwalk than probably anywhere else just to come vacation and have fun. So you want to get yourself a hotel room, make sure you can get in. But you do want to get in because this is only once a year. And, you know, who knows how long I'll be around. I like to think I'm going to be around for another 15, 20 years, but my gosh, who knows? My wife's uncle just died last night. So, you know, I'm at that age where people are dropping off like flies all around me. And I'm not claiming I'm dropping, but, you know, it's one of those things. Time does run out. And you want to get to this knowledge. You want to get to it while I'm still available to answer your questions for you. And let's get you started and get this going for you. You've been waiting too long. You've been listening to the show for 6 days, 6 weeks, 6 months, as I always say. And one of these days, you need something to slap you upside of the head and get you going, right? That's what we all need. I was sitting out back yesterday working on this bridge thing, having a great time on this thing. And when I looked up, I saw a blue jay. And I thought about, you know, because it's spring and already things are starting to bloom. And when the blue jays come back, you know, they go away for the winter. They're not here. They go away. When they come back and they start nesting and the cardinals come back and they start nesting, it makes me think about, okay, there's this cycle in life that you've got to be attuned to. You've got to get attuned to, there'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to get out there and get some stuff going. You got to plant to be able to harvest. And this is springtime. This is planting time. This is the time when the gym's always full because people are all getting in shape for summer. This is the time when Home Depots are all full because people are doing their outside chores and inside chores to clean up and the experience they live in for the summer. Because the summer is when you grow. It's when you're excited about life, when things happen. You need to get that in your life right now. You need to get over the expo. By the way, you can text the word expo to 88007. I think you can even text the word radio to 88007 right now. And you're going to get information. You're going to find a way to get the information that you need if you want to get involved with the expo or if you want to be a member. Our membership is right now 60% off. It's only $297 for a year. And that's a family membership. That's husband, wife, and children. So you can get them in. And by the way, if you buy that membership for only $297, you also can get a free expo ticket thrown in there on this thing. So, you know, whatever fits your needs. But you got to get in here and get going and doing something. I'd like to meet you personally. I really would. I think that if you could meet me and sit there and just, I'd love it. Be as skeptical as you can. Ask me the hardest, craziest questions you can come up with. And when I answer them for you with total confidence, no fear, then you might see, wow, that didn't sound like some sales pitch. That was from the heart. That's real. That's what you need to do. You need to get in here and meet us, myself, the other mentors, the other members, the other consultants, all the vendors, you know, the finance people that finance your deals. All the different stuff that goes on, you need to get in here and see all that stuff. And so I'm asking you right now, you got a second, go to commercial or even right now, just text the word expo to 88007 or text the word radio to 88007 and get yourself in here. Now, let's go back to talking about those four houses. It amazed me that these four checks came in the mail every month. When I first started, these four checks came in the mail. I go, man, I cannot even believe this. People are just sending me money in the mail. You go, that's just too good to be true. I'm not going out there and closing people. I'm not going out there and selling people. I'm not going out there and pushing people to buy my product. I'm not standing behind a cash register checking them out. They're sending me money in the mail. That is so hard to appreciate. How good that is. And I went on single family houses and did like, I think 11 single family houses where I'd buy one, put a tenant in it, rent it out, and it just got better and better and better and better and better. And with those 11 houses, I had gotten very close to being able to replace my earned income. But then I came across a deal where I could buy five duplexes that were right next to each other. It was 10 units. And I was able to buy these things for next to nothing. I mean, it was like I think we paid $200,000 for 10 units, 20 grand a door. Now, remember, this is 35, 37 years ago. I bought them from a guy who owner financed them for $25,000 down. So I bought five duplexes, which is 10 units, for $25,000. That's, I think, 10 divided into that's $2,500 down each. Although I bought them all as one package. And these 10 units made me $2,000 a month positive cash flow. And I'm thinking, holy smokes. You know, in my job, I'm only taking home $3,300 a month. And now I've got these 11 houses, which are close to that. And now I drop another $2,000 on top of it. All of a sudden, let's say I just doubled my passive income to $4,000 a month and placed me way above what I'm taking home on my earned income pay. Think of what that does to your brain when you're only 33 years old, 34 years old, whatever I was when it happened. It just blows your mind. And you think, why did I work 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, for 12 years to earn less than this? And now the money just comes in the mail. Then I came up with an even greater idea. I had a lady that lived on site, and she had kids, and I think she even babysat other people's kids, but she was there all day long every day. And she was like, I don't know if you've ever been a part of a matriarch society where the women rule the family, and everybody talks to everybody and knows everybody's business, and you know, they're all in each other's hair. This was the way this lady was. She knew every tenant I had. She knew who lived in the units, the kids, the girlfriend, boyfriends would come over at night. She knew everything. And so I said, look, I'll make you a deal. Why don't I make you the manager of the place? And I'll give you a small amount of compensation, but you don't have to go anywhere and you don't have to do anything. There's no real hours to the job. But if somebody wants something, they can contact you instead of me. And I will give you all the different that you can contact to get that stuff done. If somebody wants to pay rent, instead of them needing to mail it to me, they could drop it off in a mail drop box, fortified mail drop box to you, or they could mail it to me, whichever they'd prefer to do. But if they're late and they don't want to go get the stamp and they don't want to go, you know, they just go down to Stop and Go, get the money order and bring it up and put it in your drop box. Well, I'd had a partner that had been in the deal with me, but he got out because we ran into some illegal septic systems, and he was afraid his wife, who was a professional, would get sued. It would mess up her high-quality credentials type thing. So he just said, you know, buy me out of my small portion, and we only put $25,000 down, so I just a couple bucks, and I bought him out. And then I made this killing on this deal. So he comes back to me and goes, can we do another one of these? now that we know this thing works. So we bought 15 duplexes together. And that was an amazing deal. And when we did that, we took one of the members, or one of the, I'm sorry, one of the tenants, did the same thing I did at the 10 units, and made that person a manager so that we didn't have to run out there, right? We had landscaping people that took care of the landscaping. The manager would collect the rents and talk to the tenants. And if one of the units would go vacant, they would show the units for us. And then I realized that this business really was a business that could be run primarily hands off, if done correctly. But it had to be done correctly. So we clicked along on this thing. And it's amazing, you know, how this stuff works. Made tons of money on this thing. And finally, my partner, I told him, I said, look, I'm going to move on, do something larger than this, much larger than this. And he goes, well, can I buy this from you? This would be all I need to retire is this one location. I said, okay. So I sold him out my share of this location, and he took it over. And you know what he did? He immediately started going over there and spending time there. He got all involved in it. It became almost like a hobby. It's like me working on that darn bridge in my backyard. You know, and I've got multiple breeds. I rebuilt one completely. I'm bragging right there. But I've got one now. I'm just taking some parts off and putting some new parts on with it rotted out before we paint all of them. But that's a hobby. You're doing it for fun. It's kind of gives you some masculine mojo to build something. He was over there working on his business. He'd been retired for years. He just like going over there, gave him something to do. But the funny thing was, the more he went over there, the more he created needs to be over there. And that's kind of one of the strange things about some of this stuff, is that if you take the power away from your managers, then they can't manage anymore, because people start wanting to ask you the questions, want you to do the stuff for them instead of the manager, because they feel like you have more power. If they can't get a yes out of the manager, which is very easy to use a manager to say no, it's called the clerks or jerks theory. Clerks have no power to say yes. They've been told to say no. And so it's very easy for a manager to go, no, I can't do that for you. I'm sorry, I can't. I'll ask, but I don't think I can, et cetera. But they get you, they can lean on you. But come on now, you're a rich real estate investor, blah, blah, blah. So the further away you can stay from these people, in most cases, is better off. So there he was. He retired himself with that deal. And I moved on and bought a larger deal. I think I bought a 40-unit deal after that. So it just kept going. You know, it just keeps going. And I've been doing it for 35 years, so you have to understand, Phil, I got rid of the single-family houses and purchased duplexes and fourplexes, got rid of the duplexes and fourplexes, bought 10, 20, 30, 40-unit apartments, got rid of the 10, 20, 30-unit apartments to buy 60, 70, 80, and 100-unit apartments, got rid of the 60, 70, 80-unit apartments to buy 200 to 250 to 300 to 350-unit apartments. And then, by the way, just out of curiosity, I came back down into the 200s. I found that the stuff over 200 units was just too large, because no longer was it a community. No longer did the manager have the feel and know all the tenants and the prospects and all the people there. And it just didn't work the same. It became like, you know, constant turnover and no real tenant loyalty. It's just too big to manage in my mind. So I think that the ideal apartment complex size is somewhere between 100 and 200, although I've had great success with stuff from 60 to 100 with just one manager and one maintenance man. But once you go over that 100, you now have to have two people inside, one manager, one leasing agent, and two people outside, at least two maintenance men. So it doubles your payroll, in essence, is what happens. Once you make that move, you go over that 100 units, you're going to have to make sure you've got enough units to be able to pay for those people. Otherwise, if you don't, let's say you're up to, I ran all the way up to 132 units with one manager and two maintenance guys. I should have had two managers. I eventually did go to two managers. Then I got up to 208 units, and then I went with three managers, three maintenance guys, and then I got up to 500 units, and boom, it just kept going and going and going. I think my peak, I was over 1,000 units. And people go, why didn't you go up like all these other guys? You hear 10,000 units and 20,000 units, because those guys don't operate their properties. They own syndications. They don't even own all that stuff. In other words, if I own 10% of 10,000 units, or I own all of 1,000 units, what's the difference? The difference is I own everything I own. I have nobody to report to. I just like it better that way. But that's not everybody. Some people like syndicating. They love having partners and doing stuff that way. Whatever. Bottom line is, last chance. Let's get you to the expo. I want you to talk to me. I want you to ask me questions. I want you to get motivated, stimulated, and led to a new lifestyle this year. This is your chance. So text the word EXPO to 88007. Get out there. And remember this, you're not doing it for some money. You're doing it for a lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.